Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Ace Gray.
Yes.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. All right. So we got quite a bit of stuff to get through, particularly with D23 first.
So much D23.
So much D23. Just a little teaser from the pre-show. What was Cody's answer, Dalton?
Oh, I was going to wait until they'd have to listen to halfway through the show. He does not hate him. It's actually a very long conversation about how he really likes him. And the people that he surrounded himself with weren't the best. And that's kind of why the situation happened. Was that the best answer I could give you? I'll read the actual answer later.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. That'll work. So teaser for the pre-show. If you want to know what we're talking about, patreon.com/podzilla1985, $1 gets you access to all of the pre-shows. And it's, kind of like getting warmed up on the microphone and, you know,
so he doesn't hate him. He doesn't hate him at all. And he's watched Ghostbusters. It's really nice.
Very important. It's not $1 per pre-show. It's, $1 and you get the entire month's worth.
$1 per month on patreon.com and you get like every pre-show we post. If you're a PZ85 regular, you know we do 4 shows a week, which means 4 pre-shows a week. With extra funny, uncensored content.
I don't even want... That's like pennies on the dollar of pre-shows.
And they're not even like specific to that show. So like if you only listen to Nerd Up and you never listen to Pro Wrestling Unscripted, you can listen to the pre-show from before PWU, but it won't be wrestling related.
No.
Necessarily. Probably some overlap, I'm sure, because that's just what we talk about when we're just talking.
Yeah.
Jesse can attest to that.
Can.
We talked about the cult for like 20 minutes today and a very special episode of the pre-show.
Boy, was it.
Yeah. All right. I say listen to it. You need to give us a dollar for that. It's good stuff.
So yeah, and like I said, it's a dollar for the entire month of pre-shows.
Yeah.
And you get access to all the previous pre-shows. So there's a lot of content you can go back and digest.
There's a lot of horrendous stuff Shane and I have said on these pre-shows that are hilarious.
All right, so moving on with the actual show, because again, a lot of stuff to talk about, and we'll see if we get through movies and TV. So to start with, Bill and Ted has wrapped filming, and we have a release date for August 21st, 2020. Boy, getting through words is hard right now.
You did it.
I made it through. That first one. Let's see if I can get through the rest. Bill and Ted, rapping filming. Yes. Fantastic.
Did you see the cast photo? Not even the cast photo, but the set photo?
I have not.
Yeah.
They did a side-by-side of it. It was like everybody that they could get working on the movie, like normal picture, and then they did the Wild Stallions pose.
I'm on it.
And go to the Bill and Ted Twitter account. And
yep, that'll be where it's posted.
I'm super excited. Like this, the turnaround from, because there have been rumors about this movie for forever of people wanting to get it done, and like the fans want it. I wanted it for so long. So going it from okay, it's officially happening, to next year, score. Like I am on board, and the fact that they're already done filming, that seems crazy, but I'm here for it. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I can't believe they're done filming already. Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Because they just announced filming it. Like, it feels like they just announced filming it like a month ago.
Yeah.
I know it was longer than that, but it wasn't much longer than that.
Yeah, it was.
It's insanity.
It's an insane turnaround, which, good on them. Mm-hmm. Even if this isn't like some, AAA giant blockbuster, because this is the kind of movie that kind of lends itself to being a smaller production, really. So I guess that makes more sense, but I don't know. I just give it to me.
In fairness, back in the 80s, that was some pretty epic CG.
Well, yeah, but they can keep that level of quality, which I kind of hope they do.
Mm-hmm. I definitely need some, 80s throwback stuff, which right now, that is the hottest thing going.
Also, did you see George Carlin's daughter got cast in it?
Oh, no, I didn't. That's awesome.
She posted, a really touching thing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
They hired Wounded Warriors as extras in Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah.
The best humans.
They're
ever.
Pretty great. All right.
I love these movies, and now I don't care if this movie's a dumpster fire. I'm going to go support it.
Mm-hmm. It won't be a dumpster fire. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, no, because the people who made this movie, care about the franchise.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like Alex Winters and Keanu Reeves would not have signed on to do this if it was going to be some cheap, and it couldn't even be a huge a big cash in, because the Bill and Ted movies are not
they're cult classics,
but it's not like some kind of franchise that you can it's not Transformers. It's whatever we put out, it's going to make money.
Yeah, no, this is one of those things where it's got to be good or they're not going to put their names to it. You're absolutely right. They would have no reason to just, like, you want to just make some cash real quick, throw out a Bill and Ted 3? No, that ain't them. So now a sequel that I'm not excited about. Matrix 4 has been announced with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss reprising their roles. Weird choice to skip 2 and 3. I'm not really...
They went Apple about it. Just don't worry, baby. It's going to be good. They just went Apple about it.
Is it? Because that's the thing. So this got announced on the same day as another story that we're going to get to that we did talk about, Shannon and I, on the Tuesday show.
Oh, yeah.
This didn't get mentioned. We didn't bring this one up. Uh-huh. And it's that thing of, like, everybody being so excited that... And it's just like, but why? Like, are we remembering how this franchise went, like, wildly differently? Like, is this a Mandela effect thing where it's like, no, 2 and 3 were actually great?
No, they were bad. I'm just going to think that 4 is good because I like The Matrix.
See, but here's the thing.
I love the first Matrix.
It's only going to be one of the Wachowskis. Huh. Like, it's not both.
That maybe I hadn't heard.
Maybe it'll be the talented
one. Let me see if I can double check that, but... Because I remember the press release coming out and only naming one of the sisters.
Huh. And I guess since, like, while Ace was looking that up, this was pretty big news. I got a lot of people didn't know it. That I have found, Carrie Ann Moss was also Jerry Hogarth.
Yeah, I had no idea.
The Marvel series.
Someone posted a picture on Reddit of, like, these two haven't aged a day, and it was a picture of Neo and Trinity, and then, like, a recent picture of Keanu and her. And I was like, holy.
S?
That's
Jerry Hogarth.
What?
They even have the same haircut.
Yeah, no. It is literally just a, I'm stupid. Like, I can't believe
But it wasn't just you. Like, after that, you know, we talked to Trevor about it. Trevor did, like, yeah, it blew Trevor's mind.
That made me feel better.
Then I started looking around and saw on the internet, and, like, apparently blew a lot of people's minds that they were the same person. And I was like, really, guys?
I thought Trinity from The Matrix just, like, went to The Matrix. Also, I thought she just vanished.
I'm really, really bummed that you did find that out, because I was absolutely going to make some kind of joke mm-hmm. about Jerry Hogarth on the show when I was talking about The Matrix 4. Mm-hmm. And then you told me that, like, it would have been so great for me to make that joke, and you just give me that look of, like, what are you talking?
The
and then,
glass,
like,
shatter.
Yeah, basically move from, like, that, like, what are you talking about, to, like, the realization of...
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, the Warner Brothers Pictures, this is from Screen Rant. Warner Brothers Pictures is officially moving forward with The Matrix 4, with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss starring, and Lana Wachowski directing. I'm not sure how she pronounces it. Yeah, but so only one of the Wachowskis, which I don't know if that's significant or not, but kind of feels like it is.
Yeah.
Because they're usually a unit.
They very typically are. So I'm really not, maybe they could only afford one of them. I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, I'm like, I'm not excited. Like, I'm just, I'm like, I'm just, I'm not, like, this is the, I haven't, is because we were talking about it in our messages, and Dalton's just making faces at the
I want to know how he thinks the contract works. Dalton, like, they could only afford one of them. Like, no, that's
Dalton's just having a lot of fun dwelling on that joke.
But they could only get one. Like, sorry, we only had enough money for one of you. Can you both talk it out, though? Like, we're only paying one of you.
Yeah. Just split it. Because, like you said, you haven't seen the sequels since they came out in theaters. I saw the sequels on VHS, I'm pretty sure. Maybe it was DVD. I don't remember.
I mean, like,
I remember watching it. I was at my friend Ryan's house when we watched it. And I remember watching it being like, what?
Because I know DVDs were getting popular when the sequels came out.
Okay.
I remember I wore out the VHS for the first Matrix
mm-hmm.
and then got it on DVD. But
because the first one is great.
The first was a phenomenal movie.
And then, like, there was a Twitter thread of a movie critic, like, talking about going to the premiere of the energy and the buzz, the electricity in the room in the theater of the movie about to start. And then the movie starts. And feeling... Just feeling a theater full of people, the air coming out of the room of just disappointment and confusion and sadness and anger.
That sound.
And then everybody leaving the theater just like, what just happened?
He just explained the Last Jedi experience for me.
My theater and myself, maybe it was just because it was me. Like, I was hyped about The Last Jedi, like, beginning, end. I loved that movie. Mm. But we're not going to get into that on this show.
Yeah.
We got news, though.
We do got a lot of news. So yeah, Matrix 4 is announced. If you're excited about it, I'm glad for you.
I'm not saying this in like a crappy way. Like, I'm not trying to be insulting. If you are, please, I know we say this every time, but like, go to our Facebook, go to our Twitter, send us an email, something. Like, I want to know why. Like, is it because you're hoping that they're going to move past the sequels? Did you like the sequels? Like, yeah. I want.
Do you actively like get angry every time Jesse makes the bit that they didn't exist?
Yeah, like I want to, even like, especially if you disagree with us. Like, I want to know. I want to have those conversations. Oh, yeah. Like, no one's gonna crap on you for liking a thing.
Because I don't personally know anyone that likes those movies.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone that didn't get that I was making a bit when I made the joke of like, wait, sequel. They never made a sequel to The Matrix. She was like flabbergasted. Like, I know something about movies that Jesse doesn't.
She was so happy.
She was. And then I was like, all right, no, I can't keep going with this. No, I know their movies. They're terrible. She got so mad.
It's like, there's only 4 seasons of Dexter.
So yeah, moving on though. A movie that I really want to get hyped about. James Gunn's Suicide Squad. Nathan Fillion was announced for a role. We don't know who.
An undisclosed
role in the Suicide Squad. The headline that I saw this in kind of made me angry, just irrationally, because the headline was Nathan Fillion, star of The Rookie, announced for James Gunn's Suicide Squad. And I was like, The Rookie? That's what you're pulling from, like, his massive career. Catalog
mm-hmm.
of, like, his career of phenomenal projects? You went with The Rookie?
In fairness, it is the most recent. Like, it's the current thing. Like, is that show still going?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean,
I think it's about, like, I think season 2 is about to start airing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, that's why. But I get it. Yeah. Like,
yeah, no, I'm just sitting there like, but really, though?
even in that universe where, like, all right, it's a superhero movie. Oh, the star of Firefly, Nathan Fillion, is signed on with Suicide Squad.
But here's the thing, and Trevor,
Firefly,
I need Trevor to understand that I enjoy the property Firefly. Like, it's like, I'm not meaning this insultingly in any way, but more people know him from The Rookie than Firefly.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially I'm just saying with what this is. Like, now if it was like a like another show or something like that, or mm-hmm. like a movie that wasn't a superhero mm-hmm. movie, yes, The Rookie's Nathan Fillion, I get that. It's cool. It's just a weird one where it's like, but I get it too. Like,
but also, literally, everyone who's seen Firefly, like, knows he was in Firefly. Like,
And those are the people that are like me that are like, really, you picked The Rookie? Like, I get not picking, especially because Firefly is, what, over 15 years old at this point. I get that. And I get that, like, despite the extreme, the very fervent following that it has, like, not everybody has seen Firefly.
Vocal minority.
Extremely vocal minority.
All right, screw it. Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog star Nathan Fillion. Let's just go further back.
Even less people. And I love that movie.
Same.
Because, like, the way that they're wording this and they're kind of being cagey of who he's playing, like, what if he's just Batman?
I never knew I wanted Nathan Fillion as Batman until right now.
Yeah, like 3 seconds ago, I'm on board.
I don't think he'd be a good Batman.
No, I think he'd be a phenomenal Batman.
He's too quippy.
He'd be a great Bruce Wayne.
He would be a great Bruce Wayne, yeah. but he would not be a good Batman.
I think he could tone it down for Batman. He's done serious in the past.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog.
But there's just like, because the way they're like, he's in an undisclosed role, like, more than likely he's going to be like he's going to be one of the Suicide Squad people,
Slipknot.
Or even like the like a guard or something like that. Like, I get the feeling that this isn't major.
Or he could be who's the captain?
Rick Flag.
I can see that.
That would be way better.
But I also don't think that he's going to be like a major part of the movie. I think this is just kind of like a.
Or if it is, it's going to be like one of those like it's a role they want to blow everybody away with.
Yeah, which Batman would do it.
Batman would do it. All right, moving past that, we got a little bit more DC news here. Ezra Miller has gone on in an interview, said that the Flash movie is still absolutely moving forward, and he is absolutely still on board for it.
Yay!
Okay, my favorite take on this is from Twitter, and I need you to read that headline one more time for me.
Sorry, Ezra Miller says the Flash movie is still moving forward.
Narrator, it wasn't.
I hate you.
I also liked my GIF response. Just the, sure, Jan. Because it's, granted, I know it was up in the air with the contract negotiations, like his timed contract for those several movies he was supposed to be in is almost out before the first one hit.
He was the opposite of Andrew Luck.
before the first one was made,
yeah,
started being made.
He wanted to work and they wouldn't let him.
So I guess that, like, at least the contract stuff then is fixed. Like, he's like, no, I'll at least do the movie. It's whatever. It's not happening. Like, just if
it's going to happen.
I know you guys want it to happen.
I think it's just me.
Oh, no, yeah, because I wasn't a huge fan of him as... I didn't like what they did with the character of Barry Allen.
I didn't
essentially.
Either. Especially, it didn't help that we had Grant Gustin, like, to compare it to. That did not do Ezra Miller any favors.
Which, like, I'm starting to realize, having fallen so far behind on the Flash comics that I've recently quit pulling them. It's like, oh no, I think Grant Gustin is my favorite version of Barry Allen. And that is not a canonical, like, comic accurate version of Barry Allen. And I was not aware of that reading, because I'm reading the comics and I'm very confused in a lot of stuff, but Rebirth did a good enough job of, like,
starting
me back up, but.
Yeah, no, Barry Allen's very different from Grant Gustin.
Very different.
That Barry, like, it's the same thing with the Arrow. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a very, very different take on the Arrow.
Comic book Arrow was way cooler.
He was basically just Bruce Wayne all the time, like, just constantly.
Yeah.
Like,
no, he was Bruce Wayne if Bruce Wayne was, like, Barry Sanders. Because Ollie, like... hates rich people.
Yeah.
Except he is a billionaire.
Yeah.
And all of his books are about, like, eating the rich.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, cool, go for it.
Because it's the human hard Robin Hood angle.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's supposed to be.
Except it's also, like, simultaneously, like, but if Robin Hood was a gajillionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's very, very different. But regardless, moving on here, that Ezra Miller, like, I'm sorry, Ezra, your movie's not happening.
It's going to happen.
I will believe it when I'm in the theater watching it, because I will be in the theater watching it.
Oh, yeah.
But.
And that's.
And by the time you've watched it, I've bought 3 tickets. For the same show.
Which is good, because, no, like, do that. That way I can have, like, just.
Extra seats.
No seats, like, no one on either side of me. Like, I have my little area I can spread out in.
Yeah. All right. So Sony and Disney. This is moving on to some real bummer news here. Mm-hmm. Sony and Disney unable to reach a deal on Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking like...
Well, we have more information than we did on Tuesday, because Tuesday's when the story broke.
Yes.
And everyone was just like, Sony, what are you doing? Like, F you, Sony, you're the worst, blah, blah, rah, rah, rah. Whereas now, we're kind of like, we have more of an understanding of, like, oh no, hey Disney, maybe back up on this one.
Because basically it was, so here's my understanding, and Asa can update me if there's something I missed.
Yeah, help me out here.
So we had the original deal that Sony and Disney had.
Mm-hmm.
Sony bankrolls the entire project.
Mm-hmm.
And then Disney makes 5% after, like, of the profit. Like, after...
opening day dollar or something like that was,
yeah,
like,
it's
first dollar or something. Like, it was some weird term that I didn't fully understand. But Disney got a chunk of money from the...
Yeah, because it was like, it was 5%, maybe it was like 5% of opening weekend sales,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Basically, like, Disney was guaranteed to get money out of it. Like,
yeah.
they were getting 5% of whatever, which, if you look at how much Homecoming and Far From Home made, like, they got a significant chunk of money, but compared to what those movies earned,
mm-hmm.
they got scraps.
Right.
And obviously, the other benefit to the deal is that they were able to use Tom Holland Spider-Man in the rest of the movies.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
And then Sony got the benefit of being able to make a solo Spider-Man film within the bigger MCU.
Right.
So they got a little bit of that playground to work with. And then, yeah, Marvel got to use Spider-Man in the, you know, Avengers and in Captain America and things like that.
Because basically Sony just made all of this money for effectively, like, they gave Kevin Feige several million dollars, and then they earned hundreds of millions of dollars.
A billion.
Yeah. Off of these movies, because, like, Sony did no work. Like, they did no writing. They did nothing. They bankrolled it, but they themselves...
See, I think Sony made, like, it was a Sony film, but, like, Kevin Feige
produced it.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Feige was all... Sony didn't do anything. They just put the... They gave Kevin Feige the money.
Okay.
That's my understanding of the deal. And moving forward, Disney was like, we just want to do straight 50-50. We want to do straight down the middle. Like, we cover half of costs... We cover half of everything else, and we earn half the money.
And that was what came out recently.
Yes.
Of how that, like, that was the, what Disney's requesting. Which, when you look at it, back off, Disney. Like, You already have 5 movies that have made $1 billion this year alone?
Yeah.
And so, and
I think it's up to 6 now. I think Lion King crossed $1 billion. Yeah.
So it was something we talked about that story. Yeah. I just don't remember the exact number. But it's, so look at this from Sony's perspective. And I'm talking like, and I am the person at the table now who like, and it was the same thing on Tuesday with Shannon of like, I don't think the Raimi movies hold up as well.
No. No, they don't.
That's surprising from, anyway, moving on. I don't like Sony, especially what they do with live action Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So like, I don't want them to keep him at all. I want Disney to have the action figure to play with, like do that, yeah. Especially after Far From Home. But look at it from Sony's perspective of, okay, we paid, look up the budget for Far From Home.
Oh, real quick. I don't have the budget. I have the box office numbers.
That's not what I'm...
I have the budget.
There you go.
Sweet. Which one do you want to know?
The budget for Far From Home.
The budget for Far From Home.
$160 million.
So they spent $160 million and got $1 billion back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why in the world... And they potentially paid Disney 5% of that billion. Why in the world would they agree to spend... $80 million to make $500,000.
$500 million.
Like that is a terrible deal for them.
No, it's a terrible deal in contrast to what they were getting before.
Yes,
right.
It's still a phenomenal deal.
Yeah, because here's the thing, and I'm looking at box office now because like the point I wanted to get across why Sony like really, only one movie that they did. Mm-hmm. That Sony did by themselves made more money than Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Spider-Man 3. And it only beat it by $10 million box office worldwide. Hmm. That was the only one that beat it out of 5 movies.
Right.
Far From Home did $1 billion.
Right.
So what I'm getting at, and by the way, the budget for the... I'm going through the Raimi movies right now. Mm-hmm. The budget in order from 1 to 3, $139 million, $200 million, $258 million. Those were the budgets for those movies in order. The Mark Webb movies, which was amazing, $230 million, $250 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
$175 million was Homecoming, $160 was Far From Home.
That blows my mind.
Blows my mind completely.
Now, unless it costs less money to make Far From Home than Spider-Man 2 and 3.
Now, and this could, and it's Wikipedia, and I'm looking at it, but these are the numbers I have in front of me right now that I'm using, and if I'm wrong, I'm very sorry. What I'm getting at is they did none of the work.
Yeah. That's like, the real important thing.
Like, yes, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. They spent, they made $1 billion and only spent 160
right.
million.
And that 5% of, like, that possibly that 5% was only what earned on opening weekend.
Yeah. So, like, all right, let's be a little liberal with what they got taken away. Mm-hmm. They made $900 million.
Right.
And they only spent $160 million. So they'd be like, yes, you're right, the deal is horrible in that aspect. Mm-hmm. But they did none of the work. And...
Because, I mean, that would be one of those things, like, and yeah, like, I get what Ace is talking about. It's the comparative deal. Like, moving from the deal they have currently, the 5%, to the 50-50. Yeah, no, that is awful for Sony.
Because if your job came to you tomorrow and said, hey, this is the contract that you've had and that you're expecting going forward.
Yeah.
We're going to alter that to where now double birds just in your face.
Yes. Well, because I think, Homecoming was the last movie that in the contract.
Yeah.
So basically they approached him like their contract was up and they're like, all right, so we just showed you that your investment will be returned in by a significant margin. We want a better chunk of that cash, though. And don't worry, we're going to put in on it so you won't have to upfront as much cash. But yeah, we're going to go halvesies with you whole way and we'll go halvesies on the way out.
Because here's the difference of it is.
And I get why it makes sense for Disney. Like, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is. I don't think Sony's the bad guy here for saying no.
And see, I think Sony's the bad guy for not saying anything.
I do think Sony is the bad guy for saying no. Like, they were getting a steal at the deal they had before.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're being offered a fair, like, moving, like, because their contract,
yeah,
more than fair.
Yeah.
Way more than fair. Basically, this is like, if you came to me and said, Jesse, I will give you $100 and you give me $10,000 tomorrow. then yeah, of course you're gonna take that deal every time. Like, or if I said, Asa, if you give me $100, I'm gonna give you $10,000 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You're gonna take that deal every time. Like, yeah, why not? I'll give him $100.
I will have we would have some serious conversations if yesterday you came to me and said, hey, if you give
$50.
Me a dollar, I will give you $10,000 tomorrow. No, I will have some question as to, wait, why do I have to give you $100 now? Why do I have to give you, like, I know that's not the exact thing, but like, because you're looking at it in a vacuum and you can't. Like, it is, again, yes, that is a phenomenal deal. But when you compare it to what they've been doing, like, no, that's like, and it's Disney too. They don't need that money. Remove Spider-Man from the equation. Alone this year at the box office, they have made $5 billion. And they still have a Star Wars movie coming.
Way more than $5 billion.
Significantly more than $5 million. Yes, no, I'm aware. Like, billion, I'm going fast and loose. Like,
and again,
this is billionaires being greedy on both sides.
Yeah.
They don't give a crap about us, about the general movie audience, about, like, even Kevin Feige. Like, I think Kevin Feige has an emotional stake and is trying to truly do something special, and this is screwing him over.
Yeah.
So but they don't care. It's all just penny pinchers and number crunchers of trying to get as much possible money as possible, and they're going to end up shooting themselves in the leg, because the whole thing of, like, well, hey, don't worry, Sony will still make a live action Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland. I don't want that.
No,
that sounds terrible.
Because here's the thing:
because he's not going to be with the they're not going to be.
It'll
able
be
to
removed
do,
from the MCU.
It'll be completely removed from the MCU. And, like, I've made my thoughts on Venom very clear. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want him and Tom Hardy, like, to come together as Venom.
Because here's the thing: like, the next movie, the next Spider-Man movie, unless they do this, the next Spider-Man movie isn't. It won't tank, but it won't make.
Oh, it won't tank.
It won't make the numbers that these two have made.
Nope.
Unless they do Maximum Carnage.
Well, okay.
And just be like, put everything on the table on Front Street.
The next Tom Holland Spider-Man movie will likely make as much money as the previous ones had.
Because Venom made $800 million.
The one following that will tank.
Yeah. And I'm only disagreeing because I'm looking at the numbers that Spider-Man 3 beat Spider-Man 1 and 2.
No, that's what I'm saying. So the next Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland, produced completely by Sony, uh-huh. with Sony doing all the legwork, that movie will do phenomenal in the box office. The movie following, like, critically, it'll be a failure, and the movie following will not make any money. Like, that's how that
trend is
going to work.
I think there's a little bit of a disconnect that we have, is because I don't know if it truly was Sony did no work on it. Like, I think this was a Sony production.
Confirmed, Sony did no work on it.
They literally got to put their name on it.
And I need the, but where did the confirmation come from? Like, have
the
they,
internet. Like, that's the deal. That was the deal they had. Sony bankrolled it. Like, what more do you want from me?
No, yeah, but, like, I get that Sony bankrolled it, but, like, they didn't. It wasn't like a Sony Productions. Like, they didn't put any of their
Sony
people
put their
on
name
the
on it.
Film.
No.
Okay.
They executively produced this movie.
Yeah. Sony. Okay. Sony gave Kevin Feige money, mm-hmm. and then Sony's name got to be on it. Sony got to market the movie,
mm-hmm.
and everything else was all MCU Disney.
Okay.
With Kevin Feige. Like, Sony...
Like
Sony,
he oversaw everything because it was, you know, MCU stuff. But
yeah, I mean, he was taking care of the writing, he was taking care of the casting, the directing, mm-hmm. the write, like, all of that.
Yeah.
All that was Kevin Feige.
It was his people. Like,
it was
they,
him and his people.
Yeah.
Sony gave them money.
Right.
And yeah, like, and that's... And I really don't think, going back to your other point, I don't think it's fair to say, like, well, Disney already makes all this money, they don't deserve extra on their work. And, like, I don't like that mentality.
It's not that,
like,
I don't think that they don't deserve extra, but it's that thing of, if it is holding up because Disney's wanting now an exponentially bigger chunk of, not saying that they don't deserve it, but when that deal, when, you know, that previous deal is there as a precedent, like, I don't know. It just feels like they could, it wouldn't hurt them at all to just continue that same deal.
Correct.
Like, they would not see a loss on anything. They would. It's not gonna hurt them. Even if they, like, took a huge loss, it's not like that's really gonna affect their bottom line in any real sense, because of the, again, billions they already have and have made. But it is all about money. They want to maximize the amount of money that they can get. And I get that. It's a business. This is capitalism. That's fair. But it's that point of, but at a certain point, we are starting to then they are willing to cut off their own foot. Because
my point is that Sony had, like, Sony was getting free money,
mm-hmm.
and when Disney was like, well, we want some of that, Like, we want our fair shake of that. Sony's like, yeah, see, you were already giving us a bunch of free money. We don't want significantly less free money.
Right.
Yeah.
And Sony can just take that 50-50 deal, cash their paycheck, and move on. Like, it bugs me that they're just like, no, yeah, we want to keep basically like riding you guys.
Because I think the big problem is if they've got their cojones under them, and now they're like, no, we don't need you to make a good live action Sony movie. Like, we don't need you to make a live action Spider-Man movie. That's where I'm like, nope.
And that's where Sony's at.
Give the toys back. Give the toys back, because I did. But like, that was my thoughts on Tuesday. Like, go back and listen to Tuesday, and that's what I thought was happening.
Yeah.
But I think it is more about the, you're not just going to come in and like totally upend this agreement that we'd previously had, or at least not going to factor it in to a potential new agreement. Will this story change by the end of next week? Probably.
Like, cause I think Sony's getting a lot of bad PR.
Both of them are.
Like,
they are both taking heavy hits, because it was that thing of, oh, everyone pile on Sony because they make bad movies. They make bad Spider-Man movies. Pile on them. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's what happened? Hey, Disney. What you doing over there, buddy?
Because basically, like, what we're getting at really is, like, this table's pretty representative, where you have, like, one in three people is like, well, back up, Disney. The other two people are like, no, that's fair. And that's where, like, you see a lot of that on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been the backlash. So both of them are taking heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Sony's definitely taking more.
These are $2 billion companies that could absolutely afford to not, like, trip over themselves trying to make as big a profit as possible,
like,
to give the fans something that would be great. And that's where I come to, like, really, it's just like, no, yeah, both of y'all are being crappy, and I wish you would just, like, at least acknowledge the fact, other than your, yeah, we're disappointed too, you're the ones that can change it.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that.
Either one of you could go ahead and make this deal, like, for the fans,
because the people making this deal don't care.
Yeah,
they don't care. They want their money. They want as much money as possible. The fact that they've already got billions of dollars, that's not enough. I want more than that. And to me, that's where it's, like, just ridiculous.
Yep. All right, so we need to cut this off, though, because we need to get to, we're 30 minutes into the show, and we haven't even started D23.
Well, looks like that Mortal Kombat minute's going to be 30 seconds.
The hell it is.
All right, so with D23, like, I'll try and get through this. Like, I want to give it the time it deserves, but very, very sorry about the Sony-Disney discussion, y'all.
That was good.
Especially for people that listened to it on Tuesday.
You're welcome.
No, this was much updated from what we had on Tuesday.
Fair point. All right, so moving on, though. We got D23 happened. We got a ton of news out of that, and a lot of updates and a lot of new footage. The footage has largely not been available to us yet, which is a little bit of a bummer, because I was wanting to, you know, watch a lot of it. Not been made available to us yet. First to start, like, one of the things they came up with, I just want to get this out of the way. Disney Plus has confirmed they will not host R-rated content. That doesn't mean that there will not be any R-rated content. They've made it pretty clear that that's going to Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've already got confirmed some R-rated TV shows coming to, well, they may not necessarily be R-rated, but they're certainly going to be for a more mature audience.
Yeah.
Like the Ghost Rider show and stuff like that. Like, yep. Hellblazer. Not Hellblazer.
No, that's DC.
Yeah, it is. What is his name?
Not Mephisto.
No.
Morbius.
No. No. Well, yes, Morbius, but no.
I tried.
Well, Morbius is actually Sony.
I keep wanting to say Hellfire Club, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not the Hellfire Club either.
Why not?
I can't
Johnny
remember.
Hellstorm?
Yeah, Hellstrom.
Hellstrom.
Yeah, Hellstrom, which Hellstorm is his thing.
Yeah.
Him and his sister.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got there. We made it. Good job, Asa.
I tried.
You said Sony property.
You tried, but it wasn't helpful.
All right. So either way, yeah, R-rated content is not going to happen on Disney Plus, which is fine. They've got Hulu for it. The other stuff, we got a bunch of reaffirming stories. We got more information out of, like, the What If stuff. Apparently they showed some clips. Again, we couldn't see it yet.
Mm-hmm.
From the What If stuff, where, like, Peggy Carter takes Super Soldier Serum.
Steve Rogers gets the...
Is it Zambi for a second?
Well, there was one where Steve Rogers got, like, Mark 1 Iron Man
suit. Yeah. So, like, some really interesting sounding What If stories, and it's all going to be animated.
Mm-hmm.
With the actual actors doing the voice roles.
That's huge.
I'm on it.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. Like, Haley Atwell apparently came out on stage and mm-hmm. was talking about it. So that's super neat. We also got a little bit, we got definite confirmation, which I think we already had, but 100% confirmation that the Loki stuff will be about his adventures after grabbing the Tesseract.
Yep.
In Endgame. Sorry for the spoilers, I guess, if you somehow still haven't seen Endgame. But anyway, we also got a little bit of Falcon and Winter Soldier footage. We got a little bit of WandaVision stuff, which...
That poster.
Yeah, the WandaVision stuff, like, I think there's been some heavy hinting, including from Tom King himself. It's looking like this is going to be based a whole lot on Tom King's story, but with obviously different characters.
And also, it's worth noting, too, that all of the episodes, like the TV series from D12, or like all the stuff that'll be on Disney Plus, will not be coming out all at once. These will be weekly releases of episodes. It's not just going to be a giant binge-a-thon, which I kind of prefer. Like, because now we can actually, like, take time to
watch
and digest, like, and make sure everybody's kind of on the same page.
It would be really unhealthy if they released all of these TV shows on November 12th to me, because that's just, all right, y'all, Jesse's taking a week off. We're going to need some wellness updates every once in a while, because he hasn't stopped watching these shows.
Yeah.
I have a binge problem with television media. I don't need like 9 shows to drop that I want to binge.
Just Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh, there's so many more that I
want to
watch.
No, that's the one I just want to drop all at once. That's the one I'm really worried about. Fair enough. Sadie's going to make me watch WandaVision.
Well, so WandaVision, like, apparently it's got like, they went back and forth between like some epic superhero shenanigans and like some stuff that looks like it belonged to the Dick Van Dyke Show, which sounds really interesting. Also, Kat Dennings' character is returning. This is the biggest news out of WandaVision for me. Darcy is going to make an appearance in WandaVision. Which makes me really happy because I love Kat Dennings.
Half classic sitcom, half Marvel insanity.
Yes.
Is what they were pitching it as.
Which,
that Norman Rockwell looking poster that looked really poorly photoshopped, but you know.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't have a lot of room to talk.
I didn't look too hard at it.
You can't even Photoshop that well.
No. You saw that picture, that poster I tried to make. It was bad.
It was fine.
Very okay.
It was a first attempt.
All right. So we also got the announcement of 3 brand new shows.
Mm-hmm.
We got Ms. Marvel, She-Hulk, and Moon Knight, which I wonder if, like, did they say Moon Knight is coming to Disney Plus?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that was the announcement, is these were 3 Disney Plus shows.
Yeah, because I knew for sure Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk were, and I thought that...
Which bums me out, because if you're going to have an R-rated show on Hulu...
It needs to be Moon Knight.
Moon Knight. Like, have you seen all of the fake photoshopped ones of Moon Knight and his feud with Dracula?
No.
It's R-rated. We'll talk about it after the show, but it's amazing.
Fair enough. All right. I know I'm really, really excited about all 3 of those, really. Like, Moon Knight gets a bad rap as a Batman ripoff, which, fair, he kind of is. But at the same time, like, he's a very different character. He's just, you know, a dude that can do, like, he can fight and use his gadgets. And that's kind of like, and he fights at night.
And he's a billionaire.
That too, yeah. Those are kind of where the similarities end, though. Because, you know, he's a dude with, like, DID, and one of his personalities is possessed by an Egyptian god.
Yeah.
It's a real weird character.
So he sometimes has superpowers.
Sometimes he don't.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
He's a real weird character, but he's super fun. And then, yeah, Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk, I just love both of those characters. This is important. Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, for those of you not in the know on that.
Yeah.
She's just an awesome, like, teenage inhuman character. And apparently she will make appearances in, like, the greater MCU. I'm down. She's awesome.
And, yes, these are Disney Plus shows. These announcements happened at the Disney Plus showcase.
Yeah, okay. And then She-Hulk is just awesome. Like, she's always been a cool character. Jen Walters, the Hulk lawyer. Which, did I ever show you? I know I showed Asa. This is just a super little fun thing in the Spider-Gwen comic in Earth 65 in Gwen Stacy's Earth.
Okay.
She-Hulk is a lawyer. She actually is Gwen Stacy's lawyer in one of the scenes, and she paints herself green, and she's actually a professional wrestler that's also a lawyer that goes by Hulk, and she talks like Hulk Hogan.
Brother. Oh, that makes my heart happy.
I'm surprised I never showed you this, because it's awesome.
And she just paints herself green. I have Marvel Unlimited. I'll find a panel.
I'll find it for you.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty delightful. So, you know, I'm super excited about that. So, yeah, we also got another animated show they announced. Moon Girl and Devil Dino is getting its own show. It's going to be, like I said, animated. Lawrence Fishburne is doing something in it. We don't know what yet. It'd be kind of interesting to hear him just do dinosaur noises. but I'm sure he's going to have a much larger role. We also got Black Panther 2. We got an official release date out of that for May 6th, 2022. We got confirmation earlier that Kit Harington was going to be in the MCU. A lot of people were speculating that he was going to be Wolverine.
Which, okay, so that's what Ken said originally, of that it was that he could be Logan. And I just don't see it. But having talked to him and then Billy at the show, because I haven't seen, the only thing I've seen of him in Game of Thrones is him kind of being like whiny and sulky and moody. And I'm like, no, he's terrible. But then they kind of explained some of the other things and they're like, no, and I was like, okay, from that added context, I can see it. But at that point, we've already established that he's not going to be Logan.
Correct.
Which there's no way that they're going to not cast someone and not immediately say that they're going to be Wolverine.
Jared Kiso.
Dad, that would still be cool. He's a little tall.
That's fine. He's the toughest guy in Letterkenny.
It's true.
The fight scenes would be so dumb.
They would be. So anyway, well, I mean, they wouldn't because Disney's directing them. All those fight scenes look great.
Oh, that's true.
Either way, yeah, Kit Harington is not Wolverine. Like, we have that confirmed now. Looks like he's going to be Dane Whitman, the Black Knight in the Eternals movie.
Oh, that'll be cool.
So yeah, I mean, that's fine. I'm less hyped about that, but whatever. The Eternals, it's probably going to Guardians of the Galaxy me. Where, like, I'm not even a little bit hyped about the Eternals, but I'm not even hyped about most of the cast.
Yeah, other than Kumail.
But at the same time, like, yeah. I'm going to still watch it.
And honestly, like, seeing the superhero outfits, again, it just goes back to, yep, this looks like future tech body armor, I guess. Like, they all kind of look similar, except they're Power Ranger colors.
So, yeah.
We all know how I felt about that.
We'll see how it goes. We also got, we didn't actually get to see it, but apparently David Harbour, he is going to be in full, like, Red Guardian costume.
Well, we saw the poster.
Oh, we did? I didn't see the poster.
Yeah, so there's a glimpse of him, just, like, it's a profile shot, but he's in the mask.
Oh, nice.
And then there's also, you get kind of a little look at, it's very faded, and it's like, so you don't see a lot, but the face of Taskmaster. As well.
Ooh.
And he kind of looks like he has a paintball mask on.
Oh.
Yeah, it's what I was talking about. Like, it's just the MCU
realism,
body
stuff
armor,
going.
Realistic stuff. So
that's a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah,
we'll have to see how it goes.
I wasn't thrilled. I'm sure it'll look better live, but yeah,
We also got a ton of other projects from Pixar and Disney and Disney Animated Studios. Not really any trailers. We got a little bit more information about Cruella, the prequel series that's going to be starring Emma Stone as Cruella de Vil. Apparently, it's going to be a little bit punk rock 1970s London, which sounds kind of dope.
Because it's a prequel.
Yes.
Neat.
Did I say that? I think I said that. Prequel? Cruella? Maybe. Either way.
That's fine.
Pixar, we got the first look at Soul, one of their new movies coming up. Adorable looking little critters. I'm sure it's going to make me cry because F you, Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more information on Onward. We also got from Disney Animated Raya and the Last Dragon and Frozen 2. Again, all of this is stuff that was shown at D23 that we haven't, as you know, the public been able to see yet. Obviously, a lot of these have been announced already, except for I think Soul was announced, but we hadn't seen anything.
Yeah.
Tina
Fey is going to be in it, so I'll see it.
Woo, yeah.
No Bugs Life 2.
And then Star Wars. This is stuff we actually got videos out of.
Mm-hmm.
We got the official trailer for The Mandalorian.
Which, that looks tight.
Boy, I haven't heard that. What year is it? is it 1999?
Also, I sent you the poster for Black Widow on Facebook.
Okay, cool. I'll have to have a look at that in a second.
The trailer looks awesome. Like I am now way more excited for this show than when it was announced.
Mm-hmm.
Also because I didn't realize that. Now I'm blanking on his name. Gus from Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah, I don't remember the dude's name either. But as soon as I saw him, I was like, Gus Fring.
Yeah, Gus Fring's gonna be in it. That's awesome. I learned something today that bums me out a little bit because I was like, holy crap, they're putting IG-11 in The Mandalorian. That's awesome.
Voiced by?
Taika Waititi. no, man. Like, nah. I don't want him to be goofy.
He won't necessarily be Korg. Like he doesn't have.
That's all I'm gonna hear though.
Well, yeah. But he may not be though. Like all we know is if Taika Waititi is voicing him, that just means he will likely have a little bit of a Kiwi accent, which is fine.
Space Australians. Which is fine because Star Wars is just full of space British people. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Who says there's not a space Australian?
The voice
somewhere
in my head when I read that Bounty Hunter book, because that was my favorite piece of extended universe that did not survive, was the Bounty Hunter collection. And yeah, IG-11 cool. was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved him.
He's a cool robot.
And it's just like, I don't want him to be a jokey, like, side character. Like, I want him. Maybe he'll be a badass. Like, I don't know. I'll have to watch it and find out. And I will, because I think it's going to be awesome. But, because the trailer was awesome.
The trailer was so good.
Carl Weathers?
Yeah.
Looking real scary?
Mm-hmm. Mm. No, I'm here for it. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that show. And that will drop like November 12th with the rest of the D+ content. unfortunately, not all at once.
Mandalorian and other.
Mm-hmm. And then we got the other bit of Star Wars stuff we got was a new Rise of the Skywalker trailer,
mm-hmm.
which definitely showed off some more interesting things.
More of a teaser. Like, I would give that a teaser.
Yeah, teaser is probably a better word for it. Particularly the end. With Darth 3PO and Rey's Sith lightsaber stuff going on.
Revolutionary. A third Star Wars movie where the main good guy protagonist is being teased as being evil? I've never seen anything like this before.
So
that said, the edit of the Swiss Army saber?
I actually saw that while scrolling through today.
The Sith Army Knife is what they were calling it.
I liked that a
lot.
Love
that.
That was really funny. But yeah, no, she pops up and they're like, this is the coolest dual lightsaber we've seen so far. Mm-hmm. Just like throws it down, turns
into the Maul saber.
Like, I know it's ridiculous. I'm here for it.
I don't think it's real.
No, it's not.
Like, I'm sure
that's a dream scene.
It's a dream sequence. It's a vision of what could be because he's going to try one last ditch effort
to recruit her to the
dark side. I also very much loved someone on Reddit was like, so do you think they're going to turn all the lines on Kylo's helmet upside down to make it look like a smile when he turns good? When he redeems himself? And someone cut out, like, they took a picture of his mask and, like, cut out a smiley face and added eyebrows to it to make it look friendly.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It was real silly. I enjoyed it.
I'm pumped for it. Like, I'm hyped for this movie. But then again, I definitely liked
Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi and the
Force Awakens.
Yes, thank
I
you.
I liked the first one, but you didn't like the second one.
You liked the movies, and you couldn't remember.
I was getting there. Like, you got there half a second before I did.
I posted it on Heath Hatton's
post. I had
post.
Them backwards. Like, mm-hmm. I almost said The Last Jedi and then The Force Awakens, and mm-hmm. I was like, no, that's not right. It was the other way around.
I put it on Facebook today. Heath Hatton posted something about it, and I was just like, I really hope that this one makes me like The Last Jedi more.
That's kind of what I'm thinking is like maybe having the full story
will
laid
make
out
me will like the middle more because like right now we have two of a three part story, and mm-hmm. I didn't like the second part.
A lot of people didn't like Empire when it first came out too.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping
is
the
case. Bummer ending and
And like nobody understood the prequels, so that was that's a wash. But
it's not that nobody understood them.
Nobody liked them.
But we understood it.
Yeah. But we understand what the message is when they go like, you know, nails on a chalkboard. Like, we could read the message.
Some of that extra footage from the Clone Wars, again, is making me like, I need to go back and just watch that series.
Because that was the other thing we got was a little bit of a trailer for, I don't even think we got a teaser, like mm-hmm. I would qualify it as that, for the newest season of Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last little bit of Star Wars we got.
No, it wasn't.
Wait, what? What else did we get?
We got the confirmation that
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I thought like I had That's seen that. Awesome. I was like, we already had that information, but
we talked about it last week because it was rumored and like that was the report going around is that
it was confirmed. Like Ewan McGregor confirmed that he was Obi-Wan.
Was it? Because yes. I know there was a lot of people that were like waiting to actually hear it from Disney before they were willing to.
Yeah, Disney hadn't hit it, but it was confirmed. Okay. Like gotcha. Ewan McGregor had confirmed himself that he was going to be Obi-Wan.
Okay. Well, Ezra Miller confirmed that the Flash movie is happening. So,
you know, that's completely fair. Yeah, no, Disney did officially confirm mm-hmm. that we're getting a to be named Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and Ewan McGregor will be reprising his role as the titular character. Well, okay, you know, it hasn't been titled yet. So, I'm as excited about that this week as I was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love me some Ewan McGregor.
Because good news is, yes, he's aged, but he's still not that old yet.
Because
he doesn't look near as old as what's his name that played Ben Kenobi in the original trilogy.
Yeah,
it's the thing of like, yeah, I'm not digging the trilogy movies that we're getting, but like all of the side content so far has been really solid. Like Rogue One is still might be my favorite Star Wars movie.
It was fantastic,
and Solo was great.
Yeah, Solo was extremely underrated.
I still haven't bought in the Black Series figure of him as Obi-Wan yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I say yet.
Do it, you coward.
I'm good. You saw the Macho Man checklist, and I told you prices.
Yeah. Do it, you coward.
Okay, Asa, did I? I kind of jumped around on my list here. Did I forget anything that you can think of from D23?
Lizzie McGuire's coming back.
Did I forget anything relevant to our listeners? On
Sir.
Yeah, no, they saw
Excuse
like.
Excuse you.
Because yeah, they talked about Lizzie McGuire. They talked about like the new Monsters TV show.
High School, like, the musical, the series.
Yeah.
All the Jeff Goldblum show, the Jeff Goldblum Experience.
Oh yeah, the Nat Geo show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's just gonna wander around being Jeff Goldblum in various places. Like I will watch that.
Yeah, no, that's gonna happen. After I finish all this other content, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch Jeff Goldblum being Jeff Goldblum.
I sent those two links from IGN of just like the breakdowns of like the big stuff, and I think that was most everything. Because it was mostly like Marvel stuff and the Star Wars stuff is what I really cared about. But at the same time, they're also doing some cool, like, not stuff for me or like for us necessarily, but like there's a lot of really, they are clearly taking the streaming service very seriously.
Yes.
And I very much commend them for that.
A lot of original content on there. And yeah, no, I there is absolutely an audience that Lizzie McGuire, High School Musical, all that stuff, like they're there for it.
The Lizzie McGuire audience is sitting right in front of you, sir.
I mean, I liked that show too, but only Hilary Duff.
Yes. And you know who's going to be
coming back?
Is Hilary Duff.
Oh, that show had some good writing. I don't want to hear that.
And guess what? She's still our age.
I don't remember anything about it. Yeah, she is.
Like, it's going to be great.
Still older.
I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it's still not creepy for me. It's great.
She's like working for a designer in New York, and she's still going to have her like cartoon counterpart like popping up to narrate.
Only it's going to be like CG now.
Oh, I hope not.
No,
I don't want that.
It very much needs to be the 2D cartoon character. That was part of the charm.
Then you can hit Uncanny Valley, and I don't need some weird little mini.
No, I want Jimmy Neutron.
Like commenting on things? I don't need it.
No. No, I mean, I'm probably going to watch it. But
there's no probably.
Anyway.
You're going to watch it.
So I'm sure there's other stuff that we missed because D23 is a huge thing. Like,
yeah.
And especially now.
And that's not even touching on theme parks or anything like that.
Which, boy.
They didn't confirm Black Panther 2, but like Ryan Coogler came back and like they had some announcement.
I talked
for
about
that.
Black Panther 2.
Did you?
They got the official release date on it.
Oh, okay. That's right.
May 6, 2022.
Okay.
It's going to be a minute. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, moving on to the comic books, we'll try and rush through the last bit.
One last movie thing. They announced the title for the new Bond movie, No Time to Die.
I dig that.
Yeah.
I dig that.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Exposure Podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Stop by there for all of your comic book needs. Doc Justice and the J-Team, we talked about that last week. They were teasing it, like this brand new, super awesome superhero team. It's the Runaways. I'll be honest. A little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, a little bit of an underwhelming situation.
Cue Price is Right failure music.
He didn't actually want it.
That was the bit.
I did it.
You sure did. You
Forky's
sure did.
Getting his own series.
Forky is getting his own series.
This is Forky.
That was another one. So anyway. Yeah, so Doc Justice and the J-Team. Turns out the J-Team is the Runaways. Homeboy goes up and recruits them to be actual superheroes. Going to be starting in issue 24, which releases August 28th. Issue 25 is the one they're saying will be Doc Justice's first appearance. So if you're wanting to get a first appearance of a character, Runaways number 25. If you're wanting to get on that story, Runaways number 24 is where you're going to want to start. And that'll be the preamble to the issue 27 is when it's all really going to take off, is my understanding. So Marvel's Star Wars title, looks like that one's ending in November. Not a lot of people are too terribly surprised about that. Star Wars is almost certainly they're going to pick up with a different one. Either they're going to relaunch at number one, because that will take them through the original trilogy. By issue 75, I think is the issue they're ending on. I had that written down, but now it's not. I want to say it's issue 75.
That sounds
will be
right.
the last issue of Star Wars. And yeah, that'll have them through the original trilogy, and then they're almost certainly going to start anew because that is like consistently in the top 10 best-selling books each month.
I remember when it first came out. Did Jason Aaron, did he stay on the book the entire time or no?
Okay. They've changed creative teams a couple of times. Yeah, like, for
the
different
Jason
arcs.
Aaron stuff was always really good.
Yeah, it's apparently been, I keep meaning to get into it, especially now that I have, you know, Marvel Unlimited, I have access to all those back issues. I keep meaning to go in and read it because a lot of the Star Wars side content I got into that was really good. Like Charles Soule's Darth Vader was phenomenal.
The Mace Windu side story was fine.
Yeah, I keep meaning to check it out and I just keep not. So don't worry, Star Wars fans, if you're a fan of the comic book, you've been reading it. It will almost certainly be back, but this current run's going to end at issue 75 in November. We also got in November, Captain Marvel number 12 will be Dark Captain Marvel's first appearance. Looks like the headlines that I keep seeing is Carol's Breaking Bad. I don't think that's exactly what's happening. There's almost certainly some trickery going around. I'm actually keeping up with this book, so I have a feeling, I have an idea of what's going to happen. And it could be really interesting. Is that the Captain Marvel book so far has been shockingly good.
You almost have me convinced to add it to my pull list, but it's that thing of like there's so many other Marvel properties that I would like to actively start pulling before her, like Tom Taylor's Spider-Man and Chip Zdarsky's Daredevil specifically.
Also both really good things.
But it's that thing of like, but I'm so close, like I could have a full run, especially since I do actually have a lot of those Tom Taylor books. Oh, I gotta find it.
I also found out I had different books than I thought I did, so I might be able to get caught up on that that series.
Oh yeah.
I might be able to have the entire run. Mm-hmm. Why I stopped buying them, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Taylor and Spider-Man, like, why?
Yeah.
Why, Jesse?
You have no excuse. You had read X-23. Only Wolverine.
Past Jesse is dumb sometimes. I think it was really just because like I was already pulling like 3 Spider books at that point. And I was like, look,
this is obsessive.
I have to put a limit here. So, yeah, like either way, Captain Marvel number 12. That will be the first appearance. It's going to be out in November. They're calling the story arc The Last Avenger. Did you guys see the second link I posted with that costume?
Yeah.
That looks dope.
I'm on it. I'll get a live reaction.
It seemed a little weirdly like try-hardy edgelord, which typically, I know. That should be my new phone background.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'll look at it again. But like,
I got it right here, buddy. You're good.
It didn't click for me.
I dug
which
it.
Again, I also kind of like, I don't have any context of the story or anything. It's the face mask. It just reminds me of
one did you pull up?
The one with the face mask?
It reminds me of one of those stupid little Venom symbiote things that annoyed the crap out of me.
Oh, that's fair.
It doesn't have eyes. I'm fine with it.
Neither did these things.
No, yeah, these things are just like creepy little like...
suction cup weird little triangular
mouth. No, I dig this a lot.
Demogorgon.
Right? I'll buy that Marvel Legend twice.
That looks so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty, like, that's pretty
it's,
cool.
Yeah, no,
put a pin in this, 2022.
Marvel Legends?
Yeah.
It'll be out like next month. Legends like turn around really quick.
Huh.
Yeah, it's because they all use the same body mold.
Yeah, so if you wanted to get in on that, like, I highly recommend just checking out the book. It definitely starts out like, which I'm completely okay with this. I could understand like some people's complaints on it. The female empowerment is a little heavy-handed in the first arc, which I was fine with it. It's cool, like, you know, you go girl. But I could see that being a complaint from some people.
Some, yeah.
And a pretty valid one. Like I said, it's a little heavy-handed.
Oh yeah. How dare people have representation?
It gets better though. Like that kind of goes away like after the first arc. I'm done trying to justify it. I enjoyed the hell out of it. So, I highly recommend picking up that book. So anyway, moving past that though, Fantastic Four, the Negative Zone event has been announced for November. November is going to be a big month for comic books.
Yeah, we had a bunch of news from last week that was taking place in November.
I feel like the last like 3 weeks have all been like, look at all this stuff happening in November. On like Marvel and DC. So we get the Negative Zone event announced for November. We don't know what books that's going to include exactly, other than we saw a cover for the Fantastic Four Negative Zone number 1. So it may just be like probably a side-by-side with a Fantastic Four book. Not entirely sure, but there's apparently a threat in the Negative Zone, and they've got to deal with it.
Yeah, the Fantastic Four book's been pretty good.
Yeah. Something that I am personally super excited about, we're getting a Spider-Man 2099 event announced for November as well.
Question.
Yes, Asa.
Is there currently a Spider-Man 2099 book?
There is not.
Okay. That's what I thought. I thought I'd like missed something. I just thought it was weird that there's a 2099 event, but no 2099.
Yeah, there is no current 2099 Spider-Man book. There almost certainly will be at the conclusion of this event. It's going to start with Amazing Spider-Man number 33. It's actually only going to include... it's a super self-contained event, which I like a lot,
mm-hmm.
because it's going to be Amazing Spider-Man 33 through 35, as well as two, like 2099 Alpha, 2099 Omega. Like mm-hmm. it's that typical Marvel thing.
Which they've
thing.
Been doing those like little one-shot bookend.
Yep. Yeah. Two little one-shot books. And then it will have seven tie-ins, but, unlike previous Marvel events, they're not going to be ongoing books. Fantastic Four, Punisher, Conan, Spider-Man, Ghost Rider, Doom, and Venom. Append 2099 to each of those, they're all one shots. They're going to be one shot tie-ins for the book.
Good news is I don't have to get any of those.
I'm getting a Doom 2099 and probably a Venom 2099, and the Punisher 2099 cover looked really dope.
But Conan. Dear Lord. Okay, so Superior Spider-Man.
Yes.
There was an arc that led to Miguel O'Hara being trapped in current day, wasn't there?
Yeah, temporarily.
Briefly, like that, but that wasn't like it. That didn't turn into its own ongoing, did it?
No, okay. No, it did not. Which is a bummer. Like, I need more Spidey 2099.
Because I'm
life.
Wondering if maybe that's what it'll be. Of if it is just going to be a 2099 book taking place in, you know, the far future, or if it is going to be a.
It'll definitely be 2099 for the most part.
Okay.
Because I think Miguel got home.
Like, yeah, I'm like 90% sure he ended up going back.
Yeah.
And it, like, he wasn't here very long.
Think
but
it was something to do with Spider-Verse or Spider-Geddon that he was trapped here for.
Maybe.
If I remember right. But it's been a while since
I've
read
Because I didn't read Spider-Verse whenever I was reading Sinister or Superior. So.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a little bit of overlap there, but not a lot.
And it was in a different timeline, sort of. So anyway, the Spider-Man 2099 event, I'm super excited about it. I love me some Spidey 2099. Like, I like that universe a lot. So if we could expand on that, great. All right, this final portion of our podcast, when I'm sorry, we are now officially over time, but you know what? Content.
I say we let Asa have this one. The rest of the stories, I'm not super here.
I'm gonna shotgun it a little bit. Me and Ace are both gonna talk about the.
You ain't got to say, homie. Like, I don't think you understand how this works.
I was giving you more time for your spot, sir.
I was getting enough time. Like, I was taking the time that I needed, sir. It's not your call, what I'm telling you. It's like, I appreciate the gesture, but you're waving me through the stop sign when I have the right of way, and it just annoys everybody involved. Like.
Yeah, because basically, in order to keep Ace from talking about what that segment, I would have to physically remove him from the microphone.
Yes.
Oh. That's the only way that would
happen. Or just stop recording in the middle of it.
That's way easier. Yeah. All right, so anyway.
Like, it didn't happen.
This portion of the podcast brought to you by Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content at ps2jshow.com, including their social media links and all their past episodes. Destiny 2. We're gonna shotgun through this a little bit. Destiny 2 cross save and Steam export are now live, so you can get signed up for that. Especially if you have been playing Destiny 2 on PC and you plan on jumping back in when it goes free to play, make sure you get that transfer happening as soon as possible because you want to be ready to go when the game comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I did that today. Super painless and quick and easy process. We got an announcement trailer for Humankind, a new IP from Sega. Looks very Civ-style gameplay with a little bit of Age of Empires maybe mixed in.
The trailer they showed at Gamescom looked really cool.
Looks real neat. And I dug the crap out of the way they did the trailer
mm-hmm.
with the caveman making electronic music. It was mm-hmm. neat. And then floating in a space or like in a satellite at the end of it. That was super cool. All right. And then the DICE has canceled their 5v5 Battlefield competitive mode.
That makes a lot of sense, honestly. Like, one, Battlefield has kind of been a dumpster fire this round, from my understanding. I haven't touched it, but, like...
I know Kevin liked it quite a bit, and I played it with him once.
But between, like, browsing through the subreddit occasionally and, like, the news about their Battle Royale system, like, the Battle Royale mode being so far delayed, and then even when it came out, apparently it sucks. And now it's like, why would you try to compete with Modern Warfare about to come out? Because it's not going to work. Like, it's just not going to go. So, like, I get it, but at the same time, like, fans of the series will probably be disappointed that this was some content that they were promised that...
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't care because they weren't going to use it anyway.
Either one, definitely possible. Okay, and the last little bit, I'm going to hit the headline. Ace is going to take it. So we got the rest of the Mortal Kombat Combat Pack 1 announced, as well as their release dates. And we're getting the remainder is Terminator Sindel, Joker from Batman, and Spawn, with October, November, January, and then March as our release dates.
Yeah.
Asa, hit us.
Okay, so here's the deal. Mortal Kombat 11, in the build-up for the launch, Ed Boon and the NetherRealm have said that this is going to be the longest supported game they've ever done. They told us that we're going to have like the most DLC they've ever done. The combat packs are going to be bigger than they've ever done. This is going to be a huge deal. And I'm not as mad about it as I was initially. Like, my gut reaction of seeing Spawn coming out March 17th, 11 months after the game releases.
And that's the end of Combat Pack 1, folks.
Combat Pack 1. So we've gotten two characters so far. We're getting our next character in October. And then the turnaround there is relatively quick because it goes from Terminator to Sindel at the beginning of October and the end of November.
Yes.
Joker comes out in January, and then Spawn again. That's March. So every 2 months after that. I think part of the reason people are so upset is because when we're told, like, hey, we're supporting this game for as long as possible, we were expecting more content, not slightly more content, like 3-4 more characters total, spread out so much farther.
Yeah.
Because Injustice, once those combat packs hit, they were literally every 2 weeks we were getting a new character.
Yeah,
Sorry. Mortal Kombat X was every 2 weeks. Injustice was about once a month.
Yeah.
And now we have stretches of every other month. On top of the fact that they're only just now announcing who these characters are. Which, Sindel, they'd already revealed before Nightwolf, which was kind of weird. Like, we saw that still image of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Joker was rumored. The Terminator was... Like, most of these were already, like...
In the rumor mill.
They were in the leak, I guess. And Spawn was confirmed in that initial... The initial where they announced Nightwolf, Sindel, and Spawn. It was the other two. That was Joker and Terminator that weren't confirmed yet. Also, there's a lot of speculation that Joker and Ash Williams got switched to tie in with the Joker movie that's coming out, even though they're completely unrelated.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is there a Joker movie coming out in January?
The Joaquin Phoenix. Oh. I don't know when it's coming. Like, I don't know if it's, you know, it's not going to be like a day and date thing, but it'll be roughly around the same. Hey, there was a Joker movie recently, or there's about to be a Joker movie.
Okay.
Something
I was about
like that.
I didn't even know it was supposed to come out that soon.
It's relatively soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I want to say it's like November, May. It doesn't matter. It's that precedent that was set. Like, in a vacuum, I feel like we wouldn't really care, but knowing the release schedule that they had previously, it's kind of rough to be like, whew, okay. Like, it's better now that we have dates, because with Nightwolf and Shang Tsung, it was literally just waiting for them to make an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst the so many, like, trolling tweets from Ed Boon.
Yeah. October 4th, by the way.
Is
Joker.
The Joker movie? Okay, so...
So, yeah, very soon.
So, yeah, they might have just... It's probably the character isn't ready to mm-hmm. go in the October slot.
Yeah.
So, they just... But they wanted him to be at least part of the conversation with the movie. When does the new Terminator movie come out? Look that up.
What's the Terminator movie name?
I'll
look it up.
Yeah, new Terminator movie.
Dark Fate, I think, or was that one that
something
already came
like
out?
Something like that.
Anyway, which, they got Arnold. Like, not only likeness, but voice.
Oh. They said that Arnold will not be the voice of Terminator.
Really?
I just read an article about that today.
Huh.
Yeah, no, they said his face. I'll look that up.
November 1st, by the way.
November 1st? Okay, so yeah. So he comes out, you know, 3 weeks before the movie comes out.
Yeah.
Because Ed Boon tweeted, sometimes I still can't believe we got Arnold. Which maybe he may just be referring to the likeness. He may not be using the voice. Which
Confirmed. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not voicing the Terminator for Mortal Kombat 11.
Maybe he
Holy
won't talk?
Crap. He better. Like, the crap they pulled with Jason and Alien and Predator last time, because a lot of Mortal Kombat's, like, heart is those intro dialogues that are character specific. And so you give us, and Leatherface, like, half of the DLC that came out last time were just grunts and groans. Oh, that's going to be a bummer.
Yeah, because if you just Google Arnold Schwarzenegger MK11, It's like six videos, not going to be voiced. And then like every link, not voicing, not voicing. Likeness being used, mm-hmm. not voiced. Ooh.
Huh. Well, I guess and maybe it wasn't. Maybe,
no, that's Krusty the Clown.
Maybe it'll end up not being Ash Williams, too, because like Bruce Campbell tweeted a while back that he wasn't like Ash Williams is not going to be in a Mortal Kombat game. So but there was a chainsaw at the end of the trailer.
Of that reveal
trailer where they were like, and two more unreleased or two more unannounced characters.
Which, yeah, it very well could, because it's not like Bruce Campbell owns the rights to Ash Williams.
Yeah, so who knows? Yeah. The trailer itself also like wasn't great. Like it was it was just characters kind of walking. Joker looks weird.
Joker looks super weird.
Someone said he looks like a WWE 2K create a character, and ever since they said that, I can't see it any other way.
Well, now I gotta look at it again.
Spawn looks awesome.
Yeah,
Arnold, yeah, he does.
Arnold looks awesome. Sindel looks awesome.
It was really just Joker was the only one I didn't like.
Joker kind of was stuck out a little bit like a sore thumb. And honestly, like, I'm okay with them. I'm okay with them taking their time, because I also understand, like, crunch is a very big problem in the video game industry. And, like, I don't want these people killing themselves for this content. But at the same time, like, it's a little bit of a bummer that I don't think they were as forthcoming in their marketing as they could have been.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you know, they're talking all this game about, like, okay, for sure, two combat packs, we're going to be taking care of this game for years, which is great. And, like, but that could also mean, like, updates. And with the way that they're doing, like, skins and, like, gear and things like that, like, they could be referring to gear and stuff like that, too. Or just, you know, hey, we're also doing a third combat pack. You know, they said the amount of DLC is going to be bigger than they've ever done, which has been with every game, like... Mortal Kombat X had four DLC characters.
Injustice
and then
had like
six, and then
Injustice 2 had more than six.
No, no.
But like, so, but they like, did three packs.
Oh yeah, they did the three
with four apiece. So yeah. They did 12.
Yeah, and then so like this first pack has six characters in it. And again, this is just, you know, Combat Pack 1.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's cool that we finally have dates. It's just kind of a bummer it's just like. Man, I was really hoping that we would still get that same kind of turnaround that we've gotten in these previous games.
It's a perceived value that they put on it, where it's like, we're doing this for as long as we ever have, but we're going to take our sweet time, which is good. Like,
yeah.
But it's one of those, like, it's the precedent like you were talking about. They put a perceived value on it.
And it'll be nice if those characters don't come out, like, you know, super broken, because then you run into, like, what happens in Smash Brothers, where the internet immediately complains because, like, the new character is busted every single release.
Yeah, no, every time one comes out, and, you know, back
busted,
in...
Busted good or bad.
Yeah, and in Smash 4, they were right. Mm-hmm. In Ultimate so far, like, everybody jumps on, like, oh, this character's not good at all. Then Leo wins a tournament with him. and then this other character comes out, it's like, oh my god, he's completely broken. He didn't break top 64 in the last, like, two majors.
But the RNG, Jesse, you can't prepare for it.
There's RNG. That's true.
So, I don't know. It's cool. A lot of the designs are really cool. Joker is a big miss for me. Both in design and in the character I want in a Mortal Kombat game.
Yes. I mean, it flat out doesn't make sense. You've got Injustice with Joker in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, why do we need him in Mortal Kombat?
And, I mean, I guess it's kind of newsworthy because, like, or it's noteworthy because, it, like, the Mortal Kombat versus Injustice game, like, Warner Brothers flat out was like, no, you will not have fatalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can have heroic brutalities, but they don't die. You got to watch them stand back up, and then they fall down.
Because that was one of those things. Like, I remember when MK versus DC first got announced, and they were talking about, like, Joker had, like, they were working on it. Joker had a fatality, and WB's like, hold up, what?
Mm-hmm.
You got Joker actually killing somebody in that shot. And like, well, yeah, it's Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no, none of that. Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Yeah, and then they used that Joker fatality as one of Shang Tsung's fatalities in Mortal Kombat 9.
Nice.
He turns into a clown, doesn't look like Joker, but he turns into a clown,
mm-hmm.
and then pulls the trigger, takes a pistol out, pulls the trigger, bang comes out. He does the Joker laugh, like same animation, another pulls gun, and then just blows their head off with a revolver.
Oh, that's awesome. So they really did just completely reuse it.
Totally, 100%.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So, and likely, like, that's probably going to be one of his fatalities too, except, you know, grosser, because...
Yeah,
we're on the PS4 now, boys.
And MK11 has definitely upped their game on, like, how gross can we make these fatalities?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool. I'm glad they're not killing themselves, or I hope they're not killing themselves for this release schedule. But I can't. I would be lying if I said that I was not disappointed that Spawn, who's one of the first ones they announced, doesn't come out until 11 months after the game releases.
Yeah, no, I mean, like March should be, like, they should be starting up Combat Pack 2 by March.
And that's what I was thinking, is like, okay, you know, let's get everything, we'll get everything out, you know, this year or within a year, and then, and which I guess they kind of are, and then if they are going to do, which I, you, if they put out, if this is the only DLC they put out, then they've broken their promise of the most DLC that they've put out. Mm-hmm. At least if they, unless they want to try to say, no, no, look at all the gear we've put out and costumes and things. But character-wise, that would be a letdown. But yeah, there's also, like, several characters that were named in the leak that, like, Shiva, there's a couple other characters, like, Ash was named in the leak. Doesn't matter, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Mostly cool stuff, but the time frame bums me out. But I get it.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'm just impatient.
All right, guys. I'm sorry for the overage on time. Hopefully you still enjoyed the show. Hopefully you stuck with us. And we, I mean, if you're listening, obviously you stuck with us, and I thank you so much for doing so. We're going to head out of here. As per usual, tell a friend. We don't, you know, pay for any kind of marketing on this. It's all word of mouth. So, yeah, tell a friend, you know, tweet us out. Like, we've got Twitter. Asa over there has been doing a pretty good job at, you know, posting this stuff to our Twitter. Make sure it's there. So, you know, go on there, retweet, share, you know, all that other stuff. In the meantime, though, you know, just enjoy your night. Have a good time.